A contemporary of Chaim Volozhin, it was a family, the head of the family's name was Reb Yitzchak Isaac Katz. He was a contemporary, he was an Odom God on his own right, but two opposing drachim. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Katz was a family which were very close connected to Hasidus. Matter of fact, Reb Yitzchak Isaac Katz was a Talmud of the Chois of Lublin. And at the same time, Chaim Volozhin, of course, was a misnagid. Chaim Volozhin's son was a misnagid, and we pointed out that one of his einikel became a chosid. So his name was Rabbi Eliyahu, Shlomo Eliyahu. In most cases, he's referred to as Rabbi Eliyahu, who was an einikel of Chaim Volozhin, who became a chosid. Interesting to point out that Chaim Volozhin had a son, Rabbi Yosef, the one we spoke about, which was suggested again by some. We mentioned when we started to mention this idea that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin had descendants that were Hasidim. The first was an opinion that Rabbi Yosef was the son, but it wasn't the son. And the Maase says the Einiklach had a Shaychus. It says Chaim Volozhin's Einiklach had a Shaychus with Rabbi Yosef Isaac Katz's Einiklach. So, to mention just that, because the cats had basically two sons that we're mentioning, which are tremendous iluyim at a very young age already. And as we mentioned, that the father of Yitzchak Katz was a Talmud of the Chose. One of the sons was named Rabbi Strol Shloime Zalman. That was the name. Strol Shloime Zalman HaKoyen. And the other son was Rabbi Yitzchak Aryeh. Rabbi Yitzchak Aryeh, he was two sons of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Katz. And they were great, Nigla Benister, tremendous Talmid Chachom. As mentioned, at a very young age, they were recognized that they are Osed Legadlos, that they have a very, very bright future. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Katz, as we said, the particular son that we're referring to is the son of Rabbi Yisrael Shloime. The son of Rabbi Yisrael Shloime, he writes in a place which is very interesting, the encounter that he had. Rabbi Yisrael Shloime Zalman, as we mentioned, the son of Yitzchak Isaac Katz, he mentioned the shaychus that he had with Rabbi Eliyahu, who was the einikel of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. And here becomes a little bit very interesting, comes to the surface, how this Rabbi Eliyahu became the einikel of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he became a chosid. How does Rabbi Yo, the son of Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, Rabbi Yo, the einikel of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, how does he become a chosid? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman records the following, and this is what he says. And the credit to this is, we mentioned this in the publication called Yeshurun, very, very prestigious Torah journal. And there is an article there by Rabbi Lezer Katzman, who happens to be on the staff of the Kodesh Yeshurun. And he did a lot of research on that, and he dispelled many of the myths that others have suggested. And he writes very clearly, he shows pictures of various kizviyodis and so on and so forth. Anyway, so he writes, brings a letter that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, again, Shlomo Zalman was the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Katz. He writes that his encounter that he had with Rabbi Eliyahu, again was the einikel of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. It's kedai to hear the loshon how Rabbi Shlomo Zalman HaKoyen, how he writes the following. And he says, I want you to know, boy, idoli edim nemonim. Now, believe me what I'm saying, you can take it to the bank. Boy, idoli edim nemonim. He said, what I'm telling you is, can bear witness, kashi yidua, it is known, lezikne yirenu, to the people of our town, the elders, and his vadati oz that I encountered who imarav hachorif uboki bishasu poiskim v'yore lekim godol Rabbi Eliyahu ben harav Rabbi Yosef ben agorin b'chai v'loshin. So as mentioned here, Shlomo Zalman writes tremendously godless about this Rabbi Eliyahu. He was not a stammer person, he was an einikel of Chaim Volozhin. But he had yichas atzmoi. As he writes, because as I mentioned, this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself was a great ilui already at a young age. And he said, I met Harav Acharuf Uboki Bishas Poiskim Yoru Lechim Godol Rabbi Eliyahu. So he says the following. He writes regarding this Rabbi Eliyahu, first of all, he says, "Hoye masmit godel." This Rabbi Eliyahu, the einikel of Chaim Volozhin, was a great masmit. Did not speak divrei choyel afilu b'choyel. There were many who were makbid maybe on Shabbos not to speak divrei choyel. This Rabbi Eliyahu was such a gevaldig yir shemayim. He writes, would not speak divrei choyel afilu b'choyel ki im b'loshin hakodesh. He would always speak only loshin kodesh. except Beislimuda im Talmidov Hamuflogim. Except when he spoke in learning. By the way, he writes, Im Talmidov Hamuflogim Bechinim. Notice he didn't even charge them anything. Talmidim, Bebeis HaMedrash Loi. So we find out that Rabbi Yo had his own Beis HaMedrash. And he taught Talmidim. And he was very careful speaking Dibre Choyl, as we see, Afila Bechoyl. So writes this, Rabbi Shlomo Shlomo Zalman, the following. Now, Agav Sha'alta Yoisoi, I asked him a kasha. In other words, I saw the area that Rabbi Yo was learning, and I had a kasha. I also once learned that in him. They had a kasha, b'mogen avroim l'chus Pesach, v'loimotza ma'an l'heshali, and didn't have an answer. Sort of like he sets him up, he was an Odom Gordon, but he couldn't answer me. That's, so you see it goes like this. So I asked him a kasha, and Rabbi Yo could not answer me. Then he says, but then I told him, I told him with my opinion how to answer the kasha. He was very happy. He agreed. So I asked him a kasha. He didn't have an answer, but he was happy with my answer. I suggested an answer. And then he asked me, so another question, simply he says, I see that you're such a big Talmud Chacham, how come we never met before, so on and so forth, and they decided to continue learning, and he said, by the way, he says, one of the reasons he said, though, we never came across each other, he says, Hishavti loy, kenoichi ben chosid v'neched chosid. I am a chosid, the son of a chosid. And he said, umalosoy, and you, ben misnagid v'neched misnagid. So we didn't have too much in common. So we just didn't meet. Now we met. So he writes further and he says, also he writes that he happens to be quite young. Neged Kavoidi, he writes, interesting. He says he was younger than him. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says he was younger. So Mamela, well, you have to use lovely fun. I didn't have the courage to come. L'hatsiya mashin eni maven beizid over. Basically, Rabbi Yo said, it's not right, it doesn't make a difference if you're young or not. In other words, it doesn't make a difference. If you have a kasha, you should have come to talk to me learning and so on. Fine. So then, the Shuv Reisi writes to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I saw Munach al HaShulchan as a sefer. I saw that Rabbi Yo had a sefer on the table, and in the footnotes, he writes over here, the one who's writing the article, that he says that it appears it was a sefer that was al derech hasoid. Was it not Torah Sanigla? It was the esoteric part of Torah. Pesachtiv, I opened it up, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. V'shaaltiv, he asked him, who's learning that sefer? After all, you're a misnagid. What are you learning with that sefer? It's on your table. Who's learning that sefer? V'yomar Rabbi Yo said, Shuma ayim boil itim yeduim. From time to time, he looks into it. There's a maaseh that he said that the Briskarov once had borrowed a sefer from a Hasidic Shayid. He bought a sefer, is a psishka chosid. It's a sefer from a mechaber, from the psishka chosid. And the Biskrov was looking at it, and here and there, and here and there. And so the chassidic shayid saw that the Briskrov was interested in the sefer. He says, Rabbi, if you want, you can borrow the sefer. So I don't want to borrow it. Because either I'll become a bigger misnagir, or I'm afraid I'll become a chosid, even worse. So he says, he asked him, Rabbi Yo, what are you doing that sefer? He said, I'll look into it. I said, are you looking to it? So it seemed that this is social Muslim had Yiddish in that sefer. So I asked Rabbi Yo that he should explain to me Masha Koshali Lahavina Beresha sefer. But Yom here again, second time, Rabbi Yo answers, Shagamaloi Koshi Adover. He also doesn't understand it. And then he asks me, Ula Yeshla Malosa Lefarish Bazet Eshma. So now Rishol Shlomo Zalman says, Veishavti. He says, I said, Shedvorim Kiilu, but these things you can't speak b'fnei Rabbim. So apparently this was in the Beis Medrash. Ula yesh l'cheidem yuchem, maybe a private room, we'll talk about it. But lo kacho yesh Rabbi Yo, who took me l'beiso, yasom l'beis Medrash. It was a cheder, his boide de shiloh. It's a place that we used to meditate, you know, it's a private place, Baaliyah, and on the top floor somewhere, v'hoyishem sfarim harbe, v'dibarti imoy kisho shtayim be'ez in yonim b'teira, and very, 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 soides digin yonim, he writes further. Anyway, so one thing led to another. Now here's the punchline. Now he really threw out all the kashas he has against Hasidus. Hischila hakshes al minhogia Hasidus v'toyrosom v'tirat tiyosom. Get him social mazalman. And I answered. He says all his kashas al pi iun b'svarim she'etzli v'hutaben. And he was satisfied. He was happy with my answers. So now Rav Shlomo Zalman says he was so happy he asked me to come tomorrow. He asked me again to come tomorrow. He asked Rav Shlomo Zalman to come tomorrow. Ubikish miti sho'ovei lishom gam lamochar alei zishol ledaber imay binyonim keile. speak about more inyonim in the area of Chassidus. V'chen asisi l'mochor l'yoy ma'achor, and the next day again, bebakashosoy ad shinizdabek bi, he became connected to me because he was searching for the truth. This was Shom Zamar. Apparently all the kashas that he had against Chassidus, I answered him. And being that he was a person who searched for the truth, he was objective enough, and he nizdabek bi, became connected to me, writes him Sol Shom Zalman. And this was Be'erach Bei Shavuos Kodem HaPesach. This was about 2 weeks before Pesach. So 2 weeks before Pesach, B'Shem Zalman already got a pretty strong feel about Chassidus. All his kashas were answered. This is what B'Shem Zalman writes. B'Leil Pesach, the night of Pesach, Saturday night, what's one of the basic minhagim, the difference between Sfarad and Ashkenaz and certain Chassidim? What's the basic minhagim? Leil Pesach, Chassidim say Hallel, right? And Ashkenazim don't say Hallel. Leil Pesach, he came to daven with us to say hallel. Something against his father's minhag, something against his zaydis minhag. Pekayim v'loshen. But Leil Pesach bole beis hamedrash shalonu loyma hallel achat tfilas arvis b'tzibur ki minhageinu b'ne'ima b'dveikus b'dechilu rechimo with a half of a yira. And guess what? V'gam b'yoy mamochor. The next day, Pesach, bo'oy l'shoyre to sing Zemer Yedid Nefesh. U'mizmoyre ha'chag, because we had a little chabura b'chevres anshe shleimenu kimin hogeina, that we got together to sing Zemiris on Pesach. V'ochaz b'chol min hoge ha'chasidim, u'bishinu inu sechatfile. He changed his nusachatfile, b'sidr harav, right, the sidr of the Balatanya sidr. Shekona miti, he bought it for me. Didn't have one. Said, "V'nosani yasher koyach godol v'omar shehechiestiv mamish." I gave him chius b'dvarim ha'asher hoyen nelo meitoy ad koy. So this is according to the writings of this Yid of Shul Shom Zalman, who basically tells us of what happened, of how the B'chaim V'loshen Zanayinikol became the scar of the Chassidus. So this is the rest of history. So this is the situation.
You stop reading your book.
All right, Rabbi Yisai. So, Kaponim, let's go here to the Ruach Chaim. Going to Ruach Chaim, it's Daf Yud Ches. It's the new paragraph, Veda. Actually, last time we started it, but we could not finish it. So, again, we go over again the 2-3 lines that we had said. It's Veda, Daf Yud Ches, the bottom paragraph, Veda. Rav Chaim V'loshen here is still attempting. We never managed to get to it. But this is what we've been trying to do the last few weeks. And I tried to explain the Shinu Aloshim. Moshe Kibbul Torah Messina. Moshe was Mekabel the Torah, but it doesn't say Yeshua was Mekabel, but Moshe, Mosru, he was Moser. Why the change? Moshe is Mekabel the Torah, right? And however, Yeshua is not Mekabel from Moshe, but rather Moshe transmits it. He gives it over. Why by Moshe it says Moshe was Mekabel? Yeshua was not Mekabel. Yeshua received, as we said, through the Mesira of Moshe. The emphasis is on the Mesira of Moshe. So Veda, I want you to know, Ki HaTorah Shishim Ribu Oisiyus, right? Something we discussed already many, many times. The Torah basically has Shishim Ribu Oisiyus, 600,000 Oisiyus, and they correspond Vehem Kololus Nishmas Kol Yisrael Yotzei Mitzrayim. In other words, Shishim Riboy, 600,000 Jews came out of Mitzrayim, and the Torah HaKadosh has 600,000 Oisiyus, which means every Yid has an Ois in the Torah. Every Yid has an Ois in the Torah. And the Koich HaChiyus of a Yid, spiritually, that comes from his Ois, his connection to that Ois in the Torah. Every Yid has a different Ois in the Torah, 600,000 Oisiyus. 600,000 Ois in the Torah, and that basically, so the Torah HaKadosh is representative of all the neshamas that we have, 600,000 neshamas. Yotzei Mitzrayim. Now, uba oskein uba. So now when Yidin are oisik in the Torah, right? When Yidin are oisik in the Torah, it means they study Torah. Oz nischazek ha'omud haniske leyel. In other words, the omud ha'Torah becomes nischazek, becomes strengthened. Let's explain. As you're going to say in a second, we know that al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oymed. The Torah stands, right, on three pillars. There's three things that hold up the world. Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gemilas Chasodim. And the point we once made is that, you know, the strength of a bridge that's being held up by pillars is only as strong as the pillars. If the pillars are stronger, then the bridge is stronger. Once the pillars get shaky, you understand, then the whole bridge, nothing is secure. the stronger the Amoid HaTorah is, right? The strength of the Kim Oilam. The Kim Oilam is also empowered. What the Amoid HaTorah, the strength of the pillar of Torah is, depends of how much Eden studied the Torah. When we are studying the Torah, as nischazik ha'omu, the Amoid HaTorah becomes nischazik. We strengthen the pillar of the world. Otherwise, it's a shvach pillar. The world is being held up very shvach. If we're not oisik in Torah, the Amoid HaTorah becomes nischazik to the fact that we are oisik in the Torah. Now you see the connection. Because why? Because the Torah and us are one and the same. Because the Torah shishim ribay oisis, and we have shishim ribay Yisrael. So Shishim Ribbo Yisrael correspond to the Torah. So the more that Yidin are oisik in the Torah, right? Because they themselves, they empower the Torah, so to speak. They empower the Torah by the fact that they are studying the Torah, because the Torah corresponds to them. And they correspond to the Torah. Shishim Ribbo Yisis, Shishim Ribbo Nishamas. So when we are oisik in the Torah, and it's Chazak Ha'omud. So we give power to the pillar of the Torah to hold up the world. That is the Kavonah. That's the Kavanah of the Tana, the Mishnah Sha'achazeh, because the next Mishnah, because this is the Mishnah Aleph in Pirkei Avos, we're learning now, Ruach Haim. The next Mishnah he's quoting, which we just mentioned, Ho'olam Oymed Al HaTorah. The world stands right on the pillar of Torah, which holds up the world. He explains, he says, Ki b'sibosa, because through the Koyach of Torah, depending on how much Torah you have in the world, is through the Torah nischazek tzinor ha-shefa shalomalo. The Torah brings down all the ashpoyos from the Shemayim. According to the extent of how strong the Amoid HaTorah is, the more Shefa, the more Bracha, the more blessing comes down. So the Torah, so to speak, right? The Torah, so to speak, gives power to the Tzinor. The Torah is, we have the Tzinor, we have the pipe, the pipeline from Shemayim that brings down all the Shefa. So the Koyach HaTorah is, gives Chizik to that Tzinor, which brings down the Shefa Shalomala. So, V'lochein, therefore, Nisna le Moshe davke, for the Torah was given davke to Moshe, ki hoyo dovuk kuloi be'ein soif baruchu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate that a human being can become connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was kuloi connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's certainly explained to understand what the Ruach Haim is saying here like this. Because we had in the Tanya, of course, we mentioned a number of times, where the Tanya says that the Torah HaKdosha is actually not Stam Chochmas Hashem. The Tavala Tanya writes, the Torah is Atzmusoi, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You cannot separate the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning is, the Torah is Mamish Atzmusoi, so the Torah is a Shtik Rabbi Nishloilum. So the truth is, when you're learning Torah, what you're doing is, you're actually connecting with Hashem Himself, because the Torah HaKdosha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is one. The Torah HaKdosha is Atzmusa, it's a Shtik Rabbi Nishloilam. The Torah is a Shtik Rabbi Nishloilam. So if the Torah is a Shtik Rabbi Nishloilam, Moshe Rabbeinu was Dovuk in the Rabbi Nishloilam, so Davke Moshe was the most appropriate to be Mekabel the Torah. Because who has the strongest connection to Torah? The strongest connection to Torah is the one who has the strongest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. So the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most dovuk, as he says. Moshe Rabbeinu ki hoye dovuk kuloi be'ein soif baruch hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was dovuk kuloi, not partially, not 80%, not kuloi, completely 100%. Moshe Rabbeinu completely was dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you're kuloi dovuk in the Torah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Dafke, he was the one, the Torah was given Dafke to Moshe, because only Moshe is the one who basically, right, is the embodiment of Torah. If you want to single out a person who's completely, totally the embodiment of Torah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and that's the Torah. Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Matter of fact, we know Oyraisa Yisrael Vikuchi Brichu, really. I mean, they should be. Depends on the Madrega of the Eden. Moshe Rabbeinu Maisa, he reached that. Moshe Rabbeinu reached that. He's Kuloi Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu means he's Dovuk in the Torah. Therefore, the Torah was given to him. That's what the Torah was given Dovuk to Moshe. For again, being that Moshe Rabbeinu was completely Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoysa Madregosoi, Madregis Nevuosa Gedoyle Mekol HaNavim. His Madrega, because what's a Novi? A Novi basically receives a message from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kibbe Yochel, is connected to Hashem Mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Hashem Mamish. So his madrega of nevuah is greater than all the neviim, which shechinim the beres mitach groinoi. Because so in a certain sense, him and the shechinah, he's connected to the shechinah. He's dovi kulo in a kodesh baruch hu. So the mele shechinim and the beres mitach groinoi, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, is the shechinah speaking through him? Is the shechinah speaking through him? Ke'ila, like the Moshe, when he said in the previous paragraph, it's like a tree, hanatua, she'anofav mudubokim b'shiroshoi v'kuloi ke'echod. You imagine you have a tree, so of course the tree, the bottom of the tree is connected to the ground, but sometimes like the branches are all over the place, but then you have a tree which the branches also are connected completely to the shayrish. The branches, everything, the tree is planted and the anofav mudubokim and the branches of the tree also are connected, it's like one entity. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu points out, Moshe Rabbeinu kach ikroi lemailo be'ein sof baruchu. He pointed out, as we had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that where Reb Chaim says above, he says that the Odom HaSholem is like a tree that's planted lemailo, right, and the branches come down. In other words, a man is like a tree, but in the opposite direction. Man is like, get why? A regular tree, where the roots are on the ground and the branches are above ground. Man is the opposite. Man is connected to Shemayim and the goof is down. It's like a tree upside down. Man, Kiyoda made Sasoda. Man is like a tree. However, man is a spiritual tree. Man's Shiroshim is not on the ground. The Shiroshim, so said Reb Chaim, remember the previous paragraph. The Shoyrish of a man is like a tree that's planted in Shemayim. And Mamela, the branches come down. That's the goof, that's the chelik haguf. So the shayrish of the Elon is in Shemayim. Kach ikroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, was lamailo be'ein soiv baruch hu. Right? He's connected, lamailo. That's the ikr, the shayrish of Moshe Rabbeinu is lamailo be'ein soiv. Umemeno in ishtal shul kol anofim. And that's from ein soiv. All of the branches, everything come from Shemayim. Because the roots are Shemayim, the roots are not down here on this earth. So everything basically comes out in ishtal shul, they evolve. All the branches evolve from Shemayim. Umoisha yedobuk mamish be'ein soif. Mamish, he uses the word. You know, sometimes you say, mamish. Like you say, like a person touches, like we touch gashmis to get things, physical things. Moshe Rabbeinu was dobuk mamish be'ein soif. Upeh peh dabre boy. He was able to speak with the Kodesh Baruch Hu like face to face. We find, as he says, boy mamish. So the connection of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kodesh Baruch Hu, like one. Moshe Rabbeinu and Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're one. And he goes on further. Now, he says, you have to realize, he says, ki ein dover ze doime, he says, lemoire dover gashmi milamalo lamato vekuloi neka memoke marishin. Well, he's saying the following. Bringing down Kedusha, okay, let me explain it and we'll see in the words. Sometimes it's a little bit confusing. Bringing down Kedusha, he says, is not like bringing down Gashmis. For example, you have something on a shelf, right? You have an item on a shelf. The moment you bring it down, it's not connected to the shelf anymore. It's off the shelf. That's by Dover Gashmi. You have a safer on the shelf. You remove the safer from the shelf. Now it's here. It's no longer there. Right? You have a coat that's way up high somewhere. You remove the coat. Right? It used to be there. Now it's down here. A Dover Kedusha, when you bring it down to this world, it's still connected. The Shoresh is still connected. The Shoresh is connected. So, Mamela, the fact that you're bringing down only means this, that you're bringing down Kedusha. You're bringing down Kedusha, but you're not uprooting it from the Shoresh. That's the difference. That's different when you are dealing with Gashmias. Gashmias, when you remove it, it's removed. But it's again, Ki ein Dover Zed Doime. Kedusha is not the same. Again, Kedusha is not the same. Lemoirid dover gashmi milamalo lamato. Bringing down Kedusha, because we just said now, Kedusha, man, Moshe Rabbeinu especially, who is dovig bein soif, like a tree that's planted in Shemayim. Tree planted in Shemayim, that always remains, even though he's down here in this world. It's not like a dover gashmi. A dover gashmi, when you move it from one place to another, it's no longer connected. Man, even though he's down physically down here, he's still connected. Man, even though it's physically down here, is still connected. Dover Kedusha is not the same when you bring down. And there's another Nakuda. Let's take a look again. Ke'ein, repeat again. Ke'ein Dover Zed Doime. It's not the same when you're bringing down Kedusha. It's not the same. Lemoire Dover Gashmi. When you take something, a Gashmi is physical thing. When you bring it down, Lemailo Lomato. Because Vekuloi Neka Memoke Marishin. That's the Dover Gashmi. Dover Gashmi, when you bring it down, it's completely uprooted from its original place. It's no longer there. But Kedusha is not like that. Rak lamalo lamalo yoise adrabe. It keep going higher and higher. Yoise gevoye vagam yoyed lamato, and it comes down. It's not a stira. It's connected from top to bottom. Kedusha connected from top to bottom. As a matter of fact, as it makes its way, another thing, when Kedusha makes its way from top to bottom, it illuminates. It illuminates with Kedusha all the areas it goes through. So when Kedusha comes down from top, all the millions of miles coming down, it basically brings Kedusha in all the areas on the way down. And as it passes downward, as Kedusha passes downward to this earth, as Kedusha comes down, it brings light to all the passing areas. That's the fundamental difference between Kedusha, right? And he says Gashmias. So again, so Kedusha means is rooted in Shemayim. Odom HaSholem, I'm talking about the Odom HaSholem, is like a tree that's planted in Shemayim, and the branches, the goof comes down here. But the connection is always there. It's never disconnected. It should not be disconnected. The fact that we are down here should never disconnect. We're still connected to Shemayim. We're plugged in. Still plugged in Shemayim. And that explains what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu before he passes away, that Moshe Rabbeinu said basically that he should share from his Ruach, right, and confer spirituality upon the Shivim Zakenim. Right? Now we're going to have Shivim Zakenim, 70 elders, and Moshe Rabbeinu should basically give of his Ruach, of his Ruchnius. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'atzalti min haruach. Now some explain the word V'atzalti is a Lashon HaFroshim. Matter of fact, other places in the Torah V'atzalti mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will separate from your Ruach, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will separate from your Ruach, Moshe Rabbeinu, I will separate and give to them. But Reb Chaim Volozhin brings the pshat of the Targum. What does the Targum say with salty? Not separate. For salty min haruach means the Targum unkelis the arbi. I will increase. Which means to say the following, because Baruch was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will increase some of the spirit that's upon you, and will place it upon them. Again, I will increase some of the, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu will always fully, we're not detaching any spirituality from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Baruch said, I will increase some of the spirit that's upon you, and will place it upon them. That's what the word Va'arbi means. I will increase. Rav Salaima, what does Baruch Hu mean? Loi kelekich is gashmi. It's not like when you take a dover gashmi, either it's here or it's over there. If you take away Ruchnius, you might think that I took it away. It's no longer in its original. No. When Ruchnius is not like taking a dover gashmi that you disconnect it. Loi kelekich has gashmi shenoitel kuloi. Right? Im noitel noisem memokim lamokim. No. Ahu kechevel yoisem memoshe. Now, when you have a string, one end is tied, right? So the other end of the string, even though the other end of the string could be far away, but it's still connected. Which means to say, the Ruach that is being, right, that is being given to the Shivim Zakenim, is not taking away from Moshe, but they're basically, it's all still connected to Moshe. They're all connected to Moshe. It's like a chevel. It's like a chevel Yosef and Moshe, because Rabbi said here, there's a rope coming out. They're going to be tied to the other end of the rope, which means they're connected to you. That the Shivim Zakenim are connected to you. Lekach. So in any case, so Moshe Rabbeinu yochel lekabelas haTorah shishim ribo yosius. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mekabel. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mekabel the Torah that contains 600,000 yosius. Why? Because chol ois neged echad misroel. Because remember, every ois represents another yid. So the Torah HaKadoshah represents all the Jews. 600,000 Oisius, 600,000 Jews, says Reb Chaim, Vehu hayakolul mekulam, which means to say, Moshe Rabbeinu basically was kolul mekulam, he incorporated all the Jews within himself. Reb Chaim said above in the previous paragraph, Reb Chaim said that the etzem of Moshe Rabbeinu had all Shishim Ribo Oisius within himself. Each yid has one ois. Each yid has one ois, keneged an ois in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, he was nichlal in him. Moshe Rabbeinu had within himself all the shishim ribay oisius. Moshe Rabbeinu had within himself. So, the Torah Gdosh has shishim ribay oisius, keneged shishim ribay Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu single-handedly had all the shishim ribay oisius. So in a certain sense, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was connected to all of Klal Yisrael. He brings the Torah. Because when he takes the Torah, he's like Klal Yisrael taking the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one person called Moshe Rabbeinu, this one person represents all of Klal Yisrael. One person, because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the whole Torah, he had all the Shishim Ribbi Oisis with him. Every year had only one Ois. Moshe Rabbeinu had all the Shishim Ribbi Oisis. So all the Shishim Ribbi Jews who are connected to the Shishim Oisis, they are all Michal and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shishim Ribbi Oisis of the Torah again are connected to the Shishim Ribbi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, says Reb Chaim, he incorporated all the 600,000 neshamas. Moshe Rabbeinu, interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu incorporated himself all the 600,000 neshamas. So Mamela, so come that Moshe Rabbeinu was Etzem HaTorah. Because the Torah has Shishim Ribbi Oisis, which represents all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu himself represented all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the Sefer Torah. He had all the Shishim Ribbi neshamas within him, so said Reb Chaim in the paragraph above. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says above, Moshe Rabbeinu was kolul mishishim ribbi nisham Yisrael. So he said the paragraph above. Repeat again. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says above, was kolul mishishim ribbi nisham Yisrael. Means Moshe Rabbeinu himself contained within himself. Moshe Rabbeinu himself encapsulated with himself all the Jews. All the nishamas of all the Jews he contained with himself. So basically, see, now he has this whole Torah with himself. Because 600,000 Jews are connected to Shishim Ribbi Oisis of the Torah. So he's the Shtik Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is a Shtik Torah. He's the Torah. And he goes on to say that even though Yaakov Avinu also had a Gevaldig Yerishomah, Vim ki gam Yaakov Zochel and Yerishomah Haniske Leel, Lohoya Shishim Ribbi Kamay B'Moshe. Here is it. Yaakov Avinu, yeah, he built Klal Yisrael. Yeah, yet he built Klal Yisrael. He basically, right, he produced the Yud Beis Shiftei Kob, which represents Klal Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu, nevertheless, was not koilel all the Shishim Riboy within himself like a Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lachein zocha Moshe Davke. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Davke, he was the one who was zoichet except the Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has all the Shishim Riboy Oisis within himself. Moshe Rabbeinu has all the Shishim Riboy Neshamis within himself. Now, v'inel fi mashomarnu, Ho'odom, we said above also that Ho'odom doimel esulam. Yaakov Avinu had a dream that Vinei sulam mutzav arso v'roishe megiyah shemaimo. Right? Ho'odom doimel esulam mutzav arso megiyah shemaimo. In other words, because man, right, physically wears 2 feet, is 2 feet on the ground. Sulam mutzav arso. But is man really on the ground? No. V'roishe megiyah shemaimo. He's still connected to heaven. So man, the sulam, that is the surah Ho'odom. Sulam Mutzav Arso, yes, physically we are here. Mutzav Arso, that's where we are. But that's not where we, right? We're connected. Our Shairish is not down here. But Roshem Yigash Shemaimo. And Umalache Lekim Oilim V'yardim Boy. So what does it mean? If the Sulam means man, because man basically is connected from Shemaim V'yardim, right? So Malache Lekim Oilim V'yardim Boy on the Sulam, right? But the Sulam is man. So it means Malach Elokim Olam V'Yoreh Rotzoloimer. It means Mekabli Mimenu Aliyah V'Yerida. If man rises in Madrega, the Malachim rise also. If man falls in Madrega, something Reb Chaim V'Loshe said many times. It says in Nefesh Chaim also. The Malachim's Aliyah V'Yerida dependent on the behavior of man. That's the Gavlus Odom. The Gavlus Odom is so great that the Malachim basically, their standing and their position is totally in the standing of man. Malachim Elokim Odom V'Yodim Boy. Boy means a man. The Malachim are Odom V'Yodim, totally where man is. If man is on a high Madrega, the Malachim also go higher. If man is on a lower Madrega, because he's Makalkal his Maisim, he ruins his Maisim, he's not doing constructive things, not doing the right things, the Malachim also have a Yerida. And that's why, Taka, we explain, Taka, in the Piyut of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we say in the Sanatoiki, we say, Malachim Yechafezun, that Malachim Aizim, that he tremble. And the old Kashi is, what are the Malachim really trembling? Right? What does it say, Kla Yiskul Lufanecho Badin? What kind of din? Malachim don't have the, you don't know your Medin against the Malachim. But the answer is, because Malachim Yechafezun, because whatever the Psak Shemaim of the faith of man, that automatically is a reflection. If man has a Yerida, they also have a Yerida. So they're trembling. They're hoping that man is going to turn out favorable. If man turns out to be favorable, then they're also going to be higher up. So that's it. Through the kilkul of the Anoshim, they also receive a pegam. They also, right, a deficiency is caused. So Zeshomer B'Medrish. So now we understand what the Medrish says. That says, Sulam Dosinai. Right, it was mentioned before that from Chaim Sarat, there's a number of paragraphs before, the Medrash says that Sulam really be Gematria Sinai. Because the Sulam, Chosa, without a Vav. Sulam without a Vav is 130. Sulam without a Vav is 130, and Sinai is also 130. Maybe the other might remember what we mentioned, because the Balaturim mentioned that Medrash as well. The Balaturim also mentions it. The Balaturim said that actually Sinai is also begimat for your moment. Remember what we said? Sulam is begimat for Sulam is either begimatria Sinai or Sulam is begimatria moment. What's the shaykhis? But there's a chilik. Sulam choser without a vav is begimatria Sinai. Sulam with a vav mole is begimatria moment with a vav. What's the pshat? When it comes to ruchnius, a person also always feel that he's choser. Sulam choser is Sinai. When it comes to Torah, you should always feel that you're choser. As much as you learn, as much as you are oil, as much whenever madrega, it's always choser. Sulam mole is moment. When it comes to moment, you should feel your mole. You have enough mole. When it comes to moment, you should feel the attitude should be mole. That's because Sulam Mola is Begimatri moment. Mola is Begimatri moment. Chosa is Sinai. In any case, so the Medrash says the Sulam Do Sinai. Why? Because we realize, so he wants to explain in a literal sense. So how is Sulam a Sinai? Well, what the Torah accomplished was, Ki Besinai Nigmar Kol HaSulam Milamalo Lemato Al Yedei Sinai. In other words, it is through Sinai, it is through the Torah, Rabbi Isai, Torah connects Shemayim V'yaris together. Torah connects Shemayim V'yaris together. Without Torah, Shemayim is up there and Oris is down here. What connects Shemayim V'yaris? It's Torah. Torah brings down, Torah comes down in the Shemayim, and Torah connects Shemayim V'yaris. So Sulam Musavarsa, V'roi Shemiya Shemayimo, right? The appearance of the Sulam is, right? The literal appearance of the Sulam is the Sulam connects Shemayim V'yaris. Because the Sulam, the one end of the Sulam is down here, the other end of the Sulam is Shemayim. So the Sulam really is the bridge, right? The Sulam is the bridge between Shemayim and V'yaris. What causes that? That's the Torah. What causes that connection? Sulam do Sinai. Sulam, which means Musav Otsav, Roi Shemigya Shemaimo, right? What causes that? What connects Shemayim V'yaris? The Sulam connects Shemayim V'yaris. How? What brings it? Shemayim is up there. Sulam do Sinai. Ki besinai nigmar kol asulam. It is through Sinai, it is through the Torah. The Torah built the Sulam. The bridge, the Sulam which connects Shemayim V'yaretz, that was built through the Torah. The Torah is the Sulam that connects Shemayim V'yaretz. Right? They Sinai do Moshe. And who in fact is the one who lives that way, and Mam is completely connected to Shemayim V'yaretz, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid Kenein Sof Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu remains always connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu completely, even though he's down here on this world. So Sinai, Moshe, Torah, V'lekacho Yoche Lekabel, therefore he was able to be Mekabel, the Torah. Ki Rotzen HaKodesh Baruch Hu Hoyo, Litna Torah L'chol Echot. Of course, because Baruch wanted everybody to be there, to be receive the Torah. I mean, we all have the Torah. But directly who received it? Because Baruch could not give it to everybody. Why? Because he said, the Yidden, the Madrega of the Yidden were not, they were not Dovuk and Ein Soif Baruch Hu, to be able to receive the tremendous avalanche of Ruchnius, the Yidden didn't have a base kibble for that. If you have a small bag, how much can you put in? If you have a bigger bag, you can put it. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive it all. Like Moshe Yochel Lekabel Be'etzem. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu represented all the Shishim Ribi Oisus HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a Shtik Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a Shtik Torah. He was able to be Mekabel the Torah Be'etzem. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave over. He didn't give over everything he received. That's about Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say Yeshua Mekabel. Yeshua did not receive, and Moshe received more than he was able to give. They bagged it clean. They didn't have it clean. They didn't have a base kibble like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam Yeshua lo hoy b'madregezu. V'lo hoy yochel lekabel mipas atzmoi. Rak shemoshe mosaloi. Moshe gave as much was shach to give. V'day lemeven medatoi. And he says, it's enough, he says, what I elaborated, he says, to try to understand that. So the bottom line is, we see here, that the reason that Moshe kibble Torah m'Sinai, because Moshe himself was Torah. Moshe himself was Torah, and Moshe was like the Sulam that's Mechaber Shemayim V'yaretz. That's Sinai. That's what Torah is. Torah is the Koyach of the Sulam, is the Sulam that is Mechaber Shemayim V'yaretz. So now we have said this, what Reb Chaim points out. Let's look a little bit on the sheet, see what we can get. Take a look at the sheet. And we have Rav Chaim just taught us here also, Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yardim Boi. So finally we get to be able to have this piece. We had a number of people never got to it in the previous sheets. So starting out with this. And then it's a Gevaldi Gevart here that Avshalom Shadron brings down from one of his Rebbes. Because again, Rav Chaim said that the Malachim, Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yardim Boi, the standing, the position of Malachim are all dependent on the Madrega of man. As a matter of fact, we look here number one on top, and we had in the last year that we had in Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim brought down She'ei Malach Hashoros Oimrim Shira Ad She'oimrim Yisrael Tchila. Yisrael Nahai Madrega. Malachim cannot say Kodesh Kodesh until Klal Yisrael says. Remember Rav Chaim's word, the Kodesh Yishimcha B'Yoylom. But we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to sanctify Kishem Shemagdish Shemoyisim B'Shemei Moroim. It's not that we compare ourselves to the Malachim. No. We are greater than the Malachis. What does Kishem mean? It means this, that when we are Mekadish Shimcha, Kishem Shemagdishim, the same way that they are Magdish, right after us, we're doing what they're going to be doing. We are doing what they're going to be doing right after us. Rav Chaim said that we do it before them. So the Kishem is not that we're trying to follow them, no. But Oysa Rega, that we do it, they do it right, Mamish, immediately after. That was Rav Chaim's words. You can see it in a couple of paragraphs back. Just earlier. Okay, so we say the following. And this is in the Sefer Leif Sholem from Rav Sholem Shadron, Pasha of Yishlach. Koyach Odom Godom and Amalach. It's Mamish, it's a Gevaldi Givort. Let's take a look. We find that Yaakov, you know, had the encounter with the Sar Shal Esav. But Yivosa Yaakov Levadim, Pasha of Yishlach. Yaakov, you know, right, was left alone because he went back to retrieve the Pachim Ketanim, the small pitchers there. Anyways, his family with their head. He went back, he forgot them. And the Pasuk says that all of a sudden, Vayovik Yishima Yadalisa Shachar. A person came and he wrestled with him until dawn. Vayovik Yishimoi. Who is this ish? Vayovik Yishimoi. Who is it is? So, Rashi tells us, Rabbi Steinu was a chroin of Vrocha Pershu, Shesaroi Shal Esav Hoyo. Was the Sar Shal Esav. Was a Malach. The Sar Shal Esav. The obvious kasha is, if it's a Malach, why doesn't Torah say Malach? Why say ish? This is a Malach. Vayovik Yishimoi, ish? Why is it an ish? Yeshli Yisoyer and Beposik Zeh. Madua loy kozva atoyer loy hegye. Why didn't Torah write the verse? Why is it Malach? For example, the Torah is not afraid to use the word Malach. Kamoy, by the way, this is Pasha Vayishlach. How did Pasha Vayishlach start? Vayishlach Yagam Malachim. Vayishlach Yagam Malachim. The Torah says Malach. What it means Malach, it says Malach. What it means Malach, it says Malach. Okay, kemoy b'tchilas haparsha, v'yishloch Yaakov malochim. Kemoy we find, it says v'yishloch Yaakov malochim, sheperishu chazal malochim amish. So chazal say that it means malochim amish. So afkano yisorach lichtev l'choyre. So here too it should have been said, v'yayovik malochimoy. Why did Torah hide it and wrote Loshneish? If it means Malach, Torah seems to conceal it. Why did Torah write Loshneish? Shaila noisefes yesh lishoil. Listen to this guy. You would never think to ask this kasha. Meheichon shoev amalach koich rav koze lilchoim biyakov avinu v'loy eina el amalach. He has the opposite kasha. Man is much greater than a Malach. How can a Malach even succeed or even attempt to fight with Yaakov Avinu? If man is greater than a Malach, certainly Yaakov Avinu, who was the greatest, Bechir Shebiyavis, he would have to be much greater than a Malach. Much greater than a Malach. How is a Malach even able, Bechlal, even to experience even a slight encounter with Yaakov Avinu? Where did Malach get that koyach? So listen to this. Get two questions. Why say Ish? Should have said Malach. Second of all, how does a Malach, Bechlal, have the ability to be Elohim with the Yaakovinu? They say again, the Teres is a Gevaldi Geteres. Achabir hu shatmi ashni, the second question, right? Mi Hashem is Chabar, that answers the first question. The second question was, where does a Malach get Koyach to fight Yaakovinu? He's only a Malach, hear that? He's only a Malach. Mipnei, you're right. She'ochein ein b'koyach ha-Malach l'lchem Yaakov. A Malach has no Koyach to fight Yaakovinu. But being that Shemaim wanted Yaakovinu to have opposition, Achmin Hashemayim Rotsu, Sheken Yuchal Lilchoy Mim Yaakov, because this was to be Melchemes Hatuma Vakdusha, right? So how's it going to happen? Imamot doesn't have a chance. Kribachu wanted that this should be tension, melchoma between Tum and Kedusha. Now how can it take place? You know what happened? Lefichach omdu vehigbiru koich alusho. Shomayim came and they gave extra koich to this malach. You hear that? Shomayim gave the malach extra koich to be able to fight Yaakovinu. What kind of a koich did they give him? Voisifu loya al koich hamalach es koich ha'ish. They gave the malach menschliche koiches. A malach betrayed this malach could never fight Yaakovinu. Because a malach is only a malach. Yaakovinu, godless, ought to be much greater than a malach. To allow a malach, the Sar Shalaisa, to fight Yaakovinu, what they have to do? They have to give the malach the koiches of an ish. Without the koiches of an ish, there would be no chance. The malach has no chance. So being that Kodesh Baruch wanted, there should be tension, right? This should be a melchoma. By Tum Bi'is HaMashiach, there's a melchoma between Tum and Kedusha. This is the way this is the world until Bi'is HaMashiach. There's always going to be tension between Kedusha and Tumah. This side Tumah, Kedusha, back and forth. So the Malach, as a Malach would never be able, so they had to give him the Koyach of an Ish, Kloimar, Es Koyach of Odom HaSholem. They had to give the Malach a Koyach of Odom HaSholem, which is Godom in a Malach. So now the Malach was not simply a Malach. The Malach was an Ish. Ubekach, now Yochel Redes Lilcha Miyanker. Ma'ato, Lenitamo, we should not wonder, Al Shekozva Torah, Vayovik Ish Imoi, Bivdishin Islabesh Lishob Bekoich Ish. The Malach, right, momentarily was given, right, was given the Surah of an Ish, the Dugma of an Ish, the Koiches of an Ish. Va'adrabe, Higdisha Zoysa Torah Bedav, Adam, the Torah Bedavke wrote Ish to underscore this only because he was an Ish. Koicha Odom is so much greater. Le lamdeinu sho Odom godol min amalach pele ployim, as he writes over here. That's Vayovi Kishimoi. The malach was given the koichas of an ish. Without the koichas of an ish, he would never be able, never be able to accomplish that. And then what we have over here, which he mentioned here in the Ruach Haim, we have the third line, Kibisina, we just learned it today. Kibisina enigma kol asul melmalo lamato. What Torah accomplished was, is to connect Shemayim v'yoretz. The Sulam, which is Sulam Mutzavatsa, Reisa Megesh Yomaimo, right? The Sulam, the Torah made that Sulam. The Torah created that Sulam to connect Shemayim V'Yoretz. So we had this, Mamish, now Parshas boy, we just had now the Mitzvah Kaddishly called Bechayr. Right? So Bechayr is born with Kedusha. And what was the Mitzvah that was given to Bechayr? What was the Mitzvah that was given to Bechayr? Pidyon HaBen. What's Pidyon HaBen do? Remove Kedusha. Wouldn't it be better that it remains with Kedusha? What we're we heard to take a davar choyel and be magdish it, right? So you're elevating it, but here we're reducing it. Here we're reducing it. The Torah is kaddish and kol b'chayr, and now comes the mitzvah to be poyed to remove the kedusha. Simcha zuma yose. What's the simcha about that? You make a big suda piyur aben, make a shechiyano. What's the simcha? The simcha that you transform, you took away kedusha, and in place you made it choyel. That's a simcha shmitzar. This is from the Sefer Oil Moshe. Yes, lahakshes kim shatayr kishes abchayr leshema. Why chayovim levdoisoy? Ha'im loy mutas she yishar bekedushas will yoylam. Would it not be better that the child remains kedusha right until 120? Let him remain. As a matter of fact, cause of asparnu v'zelu shoynu. The asparnu is the one that learned that it's actual kedusha. The asparnu learned what happens if you don't do a pidyon haben. If you don't do a pidyon haben, you're not allowed to take a bechor and make him work in a field. It's kodesh. Kodesh. So just like you're not allowed to take a behemoth that has kedusha, magdisha carbon. You're not allowed to be handed from a carbon. You can't have a behemoth plow for you if it's a carbon. Sparnu says, kodeshly kol bechor. She is chai v'kulam b'pidyon, kishar kol hegdish. You have to remove the kedusha like anything is hegdish. Laman yiu mutorim b'avodas choyl. In order that a bechor, by the way, in order that a bechor, by the way, can go and work in an office. In order that a bechor, by the way, can run a company. In order that a bechor should be able to do divrei choyl, pidyon haben. In other words, shelule ha-pidyon hoyu asurim lasos kol melechus choyl. You hear that? Called the yechidish of the Sparnon. Others don't learn that way. Sparnon learns kaddishly kol bechor, literally. Bechor is kedusha. If for some reason, if it didn't have a pidyon haben, nothing, it's like Shabbos for him.
You get a...
No. So, also another thing. Gami ish ledagdek. Benusach ha-tfile shono oimrim lach ha-pinyin. We say like this. V'yikone zeh ha-ben. After the pinyin we say we give a brocha. V'yikone zeh ha-ben l'chaim toivim l'toyerov l'ir ha-shamayim. And we say you rotsoin. Shekishem shekin nichnas la-pinyin. Just like we did pidyon, right? Cain, right? Cain, you call us the Torah l'chupel amasim toim, right? Cain, you call us the Torah l'chupel amasim toim. So the question is, by a bris we also say, what do we say about bris? Kishem? There's a bris, can you call us? But we don't say by a bris, you call us zeh ben l'chaim toivim l'toyel l'shamayim. By pinyan aben, in addition to kishem shenechlis lepinyan, ken yukonis, we say yukonis aben letoyre lechaim toivim. Why by bris don't we say letoyre lechaim toivim? We don't give the extra brocha. Why by pinyan aben we give this extra brocha? Yukonis zeh aben lechaim toivim letoyre shemayim. Right? By a bris we say madua nois vakam bekoshen noisefes yisera ala nusach hanemer bebris mila. By bris we say kishem shenechus a bris, just like when he entered bris, ken yikonis the toil chubal matar. That's it. We do not add by a bris the yikonis zeha ben lechaim toivim l'toyv shemay. Papir me yes. So that brings a terrace here from a Biankiv Kamenetsky. Biankiv Kamenetsky and Emes LeYaakov. Listen to Bianca's teretz. It's something, one of the chumishurim, we didn't use it for this, but Rabbi Yankivsky says it in a number of places. This you saw it over here. The Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yankiv says the following, Zeli Shoiner, Rabbi Yankiv. Hine yesh lechiluk yesoidi ben yisrael amin. There's a fundamental difference between a yid and a goy. The akum soivim, listen to this. A goy also, by the way, believes that you have a spirit. He doesn't call it nishom, he calls it a spirit. But the way a goy looks at it, in other words, a guy looks at what you have is in a container. You have a guf and a neshama, right? Are two separate things in one container. That's how Goy looks at. You have a guf and you have a spirit. You have two chalokim, right? You have two chalokim in one guf. That's the way a guy looks at it. A guy looks at it that the guf and the neshama are two entities, right? In one guf, in one container. According to Goyim, the spirit and the guf doesn't mix. These are two entities in one body. In other words, one body, you have a guf and you have a neshama. But they are side by side. They are not intermingled. V'inyonik kedusha, for example, by Goyim. Inyonik kedusha shayochim rakel an neshama. V'inyonik choyel is dalkit to the guf. The neshama and the guf have no shaykhis one to the other. They happen to be living side by side. They have to be side by side. But Kedusha has a shaykhus to the neshama, and Divrechoyel shaykhus to the guf. V'lachein hadin hu, by the way, that's what the din is. We know that a goy is able to bring a carbon. We accept a carbon from a goy, but only a carbon oila. Carbon oila, by the way, is a carbon that's totally consumed. A carbon oila is totally consumed, it's not eaten. Why? Because eating is a physical thing. A goy does not understand how physical, right, and spiritual can mix. If he wants to bring a carbon, it has to be kulay ruchnius. A goy ain't a meviim shum karbonis chutz mekarbon oilo. Why? Ki etzlo, because by goy mi efshel la'arif kedusha macholay aguf. By goy there's no such concept of serving Hashem with gashmias. Serving Hashem by eating and drinking. That's a bodily function. So if a goy brings a carbon, it has to be a carbon that has no shaykh with eating. A carbon. Right? That's a spiritual sacrifice. It has to be an oilo. Aval Yisrael soivim. But by Yidin is different. By Yidin, the opinion is Shaguv and Neshaman is Arvuv in this Mazgu. They fuse together. The Neshaman and the Guv are not two separate entities, says Rabbi Yankiv. The Neshaman and the Guv are intermingled mamish. It's one entity. Elias Guv Shlishi. In other words, it's the third Guv. What's the third Guv? The third Guv is a mixture of Guv and Neshama. Kadrogi gave a goof, he gave a job. Now they become mixed in terror, so it's a goof shlishi. It's a goof shlishi together. It's one entity. The goof and the sham is one entity. As he says, Mukushom umugodim zeboze. V'chol pe'ulehi mishutefes mishneim. V'lachain, that's why batzeres, when it comes to shvuas, what does the Gemara say? Hakol moedim batzeres shvuas, that you have to, to be in the nam alechem. The Gemara says on shvuas, everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah of simchas yom that you have to eat. Any other yontem, by the way, if you want to sit and learn the bismedrish all day, right? There's an opinion that says you can sit in the bismedrish all you have to eat. Your simchas yom could be learning. If you love learning, right? When it comes to Pesach, in Shavuos, technically you don't have to eat. You can sit in this medrash all day, and you'll be mekayim simchas yontiv with learning, davening. Shavuos, you must eat. And all mefarshim ask. Shavuos, you must eat, because the Torah was given on Shavuos. It's Ad Rabbi. The Torah was given on Shavuos, so sit and learn all day. Davke by Shavuos, you have to eat, because what Torah, the contribution of Torah was, that you serve Hashem with Gashmias also. That's a contribution of Torah. So davka shvuas eat to show that you serve Hashem with eating. The bein namalochem behind the lahara is to show shebematn Torah gam haguf is kaddish. What Torah accomplishes. That not only the neshama is holy. What Torah showed us is that the guf also is kaddish. The yochel lifa pulis ruchnius. Go to the side number 5. Turn the sheet on the side, and we bring you the following. Shomati shezeh hatam shekoyrim. You know the chevra kaddisha. Those that deal with these inyonim. Chesed shalemis. Why are they called chevra? The holy chevra. Why are they called chevra kaddisha? Now, obviously, they're doing a very holy work. But there's many things. Look, a Rebbe and a Cheder is doing holy work also. You don't call them Chever Kaddisha, right? You don't call a Rebbe of 5,000 Hasidim, or you have a Mesmochim, you have 500 Mesmochim, you don't call them Chever Kaddisha. Why are Dafke, those who are active in this particular Chesed Shalemes, why are they called Chever Kaddisha? You know why? Because Kedei Lahadgish, they want to emphasize. Because what does Chever Kaddisha really do? They're bearing a guf, a body. So you might think, there is no more neshama. You're dealing with a body. So dealing with a body, Melech, therefore, you're dealing with something that has no ruchnius in it. No. The guf of a yid that passed away, the guf itself has kedusha. And when they're dealing with the body of a yid, they should realize they're dealing with something holy. Because not like a goy thinks, the guf and the neshama are two separate things. That's what we call them chevra kedusha, to understand that what they're dealing with is the guf of a yid is neskadish. They understand, Chagam, even though she oiskim rak beguf, even though they're oiskim with a guf lekover to bury it, hu dover kodosh, ki mitafkidom, shel ben ubas Yisrael, because what's the tafkid of a ben ubas, a yid? What's the tafkid of a yid? Whether you're a ben or a bas, what's the tafkid? The tafkid is b'chayem, lehevi lahach kisha synteti, Rabbi Yankiv used the lotion, a synthetic connection ben aguf and nefesh. Ad shegam aguf nisal le al yedei neshama. The guf also comes. Chevra kaddisha. Yeah, the guf is chevra kaddisha. You're dealing with the union of kedusha. That's why you should not think that the guf is secondary. No, you're dealing with a guf, but you're dealing with something that's very holy. Why? Because the guf of yid is also nisal and become right elevated through the koyach of the neshama, through the service that the guf accomplishes. I want to mention that we had many, many years ago, we had here, throughout the years, different speakers at Malva Malka. Once we had Shlomo Mandel. Shlomo Mandel is Rosh Yeshiva Terev Yeshiva Brooklyn. His father was Romanus Mandel. Very, very, very Choshev Yid. Very, very Choshev Yid, Romanus Mandel. Romanus Mandel passed away in 2006. And as a matter of fact, I was invited to come speak at Malva Malka. At Yeshiva Brooklyn, that was year was 2006, and Romanus Mandel was not at that Malva Malka because Mamish, it turned out, it was his last Shabbos on this earth. He was very, very sick. He was not able to come to his own Yeshiva's Malva Malka, Romanus Mandel, but nobody knew really that. In the next few days, he's going to pass away. But Almais, it happened to be the Motzei Shabbos. It happened to speak there. It was his last Shabbos in this world. Shlomo Mandel was once gave a drush in Passaic. As a matter of fact, a number of times this year, Shabbos Chanukah also, I guess, I gave a drush in Passaic. And so he went there for a family bar mitzvah, actually. He went for a family bar mitzvah, he went to Passaic. And during Shabbos, a Orthodox young man, an Orthodox man, accompanied by his children, he approaches Reb Shlomo Mandel and says, "I'm very honored to meet you." He says to Reb Shlomo, he says, "that I want you to know that my children and what I am today is only due to your father, Romanus. Whatever I am today, me, my children," this young man said, "is only due to your father, Romanus." What was the story? So, the pshat is like this. Romanus Mandel was a Manal Yeshiva of Brooklyn for more than 60 years. It was the manal of Yeshiva Brooklyn for more than 60 years. And so Shlomo assumed, he said, that the young man, maybe him or his wife, maybe they were former students, because he had such a love for his Talmidim that even many, many years they still had shaykhis to Romanus. His Talmidim still had shaykhis to him. So anyway, so Shlomo says to him, "What makes you say that my father is responsible for everything that you are today and what your family is today?" So and we're sure that he's going to hear the same response that he heard already dozens of times, that people have said that to him. Because his father had Gevaldig Ashpa, you know, on the Talmidim. And they raised beautiful families. So he assumed that that's the same thing. The Maaseh, what he heard from this young man was something that was so unusual that when his father passed away, he told that story in the Hespit. The story that he heard from this young man in Pesach, his father, by the way, he was also 2006, so it must have been a short, well, not too long before. It's the same year that his father passed away. And what the young man told him, why, he says, your father is responsible, he said it over in the Hespit. His father was Nifter, Rav Shlomo told him, said it over. So it was in the late 1930s, here's what we're talking about. Late 1930s, so Romanus Mandel, he founded the Talmud Torah, he started the Talmud Torah, he says, in the outskirts of Williamsburg. 1930s, he starts the Talmud Torah. For Jewish public school students, he always had a gefil for Kiruv. So he starts the Talmud Torah, he says, for Jewish public school students. Yeah, Rav Shlomo Mandel was a Talmud of Rav Shaka Feivel Mendelovich, of the Torah Das. So it was just natural that he was imbued to try to spread Torah wherever possible. So he founded a Talmud Torah for public school students. What happened is, so this was in the early 1930s. So 1941, when Japan attacked America, Pearl Harbor. So he says, so many thousands of Jewish boys, right, American boys were drafted among the many Jewish boys. So one of his Talmidim of the Talmud Torah also was drafted. One of the Talmidim of the Talmud Torah was also drafted. So his name was Nathan Lippman, let's say, it was his name. And he was a student of the Talmud Torah. So before he goes, he leaves home to join the army. So he calls him into his office. Romanus Mandel calls him to the office and says to him, he didn't call him Nathan, he called him Nosen. He says, listen, I know it's not going to be easy to be in the army. It's not going to be easy to get kosher food. I'm not telling you what to eat. I'm not telling you at all. I'm not telling you not to eat. I'm not telling you not to eat what they serve. But I want you to promise me one thing. I want you to make a commitment. I want you to make a commitment. And that is, even if you're going to eat, but don't eat doubles. Don't eat two portions. Don't eat doubles, a second portion of any food that you suspect is not kosher. And he said, this will be the only way that you're going to remember, he says, that in fact that you're a Jew, and so on. This young man now in Pesach, who meets Rav Shlomo, who's the son of Romanus, says, I am the son of Nosen, he says. I'm the son of Nosen, he says. Throughout the years, my father kept that commitment in the army. He never ate doubles of any food that may not have been kosher. And when he was discharged, so my father was discharged, he says, he was proud that he maintained, he says, the standards, he says, of Romanus, of Kashrus, and he now felt connected to Hashem. So he figured, now he made a cheshbon. When he came out of the army, this Nathan, this Nosen, came out of the army, he made a cheshbon. If he was able to discipline himself in the army, not to eat doubles, he says, so he could do it at home too. So Mamela slowly began to undertake mitzvahs, one by one, and eventually he became completely frum. He sent me to yeshiva, said this young man, and now he said, point to his children, look, I'm in chinuch even. I'm a rabbi, he says. And look at my family, it's all because of your father. He says, the foresight that he had, and that's what he meant when I said that your father was responsible for me, he said, for my entire family. So maybe, Rabbi Yisrael, we know that we find many times that Talmid HaChom are called Einei HaEido. They are called the eyes of the Eido. The leaders are called Einei HaEido, the manhigim. Possibly because they have the vision and perspective. They have the vision to look ahead, right? And he saw to it that this young soldier, who might even have to go to the army, should remain connected. And as a result of that, he caused the soldier's children and his grandchildren to be observant. So guess what? A double bracha, because he refused a double portion. Okay.